This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. The Old Trailblazer bringing you another study from God's Word. And we're looking there at the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We've been there quite a while. And we'll be there for another little while. The faith chapter. We're looking at the faith of God's elect, the faith of the old patriarchs, how they believed God's Word and how they went out on faith and conquered all of those things. We're looking at the conquering of Jericho, and we're going to get back to that in just a moment. But I want to play you another one of our choir song. These are 9 CDs we have, full-length CDs, about 18 songs on each one of them. And they're the old blood song. None of the rock and roll, none of that contemporary gospel, none of that stuff, no. You write me, and I'll send you a listing of all the songs, but they're $5 each. And if you have someone, loved one, on a sick bed, a terminal case maybe, you write me, and I'll send them one of those free and postpaid that they could play quietly over there while they're resting, and I believe it'll bless their heart. So you listen now as we play this one. It's entitled Such Love. Amen. You know anything about that love, the love of God that passes knowledge? Oh, I'm afraid it's very few today. Very few today. We go on feelings and dreams and decisionism and all of those things instead of looking to the Lord, don't we? How many of us, how many of our folks know nothing of the love of God? Let me get back to our study. We're looking in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we had come down there to where the children had marched around the city of Jericho 6 times. And then on the 7th day, there was no sign at all that the walls were crumbling. No, they hadn't begun to crumble. They hadn't begun to deteriorate. But when they marched around the city 7th time, those priests took those bugle horns, those bugles, those ram horns, put them to their lips and blasted forth, which meant the presence of God was with the ark. Then all the walls fell, except where Rahab the harlot lived. That little section remained intact. Rest of it tumbled down. You see here, faith works both ways. I've told you the reason there why that one was given ahead of the other. Faith worked both ways, but faith crumbled all the walls of the enemy. Faith held the walls of the children of God. What a distinction our Lord makes. Can't we just trust a God like that, my friend? Awaken, sinner, you who are struggling hard, you who have been maybe recently awakened, you see yourself as lost, you You can trust the Lord. You can trust him to the nth degree. I'll take my eternal destiny on. You can trust him to the last, like we used to say, to the last drop. That's right. That's right. Now, let's notice here some of the aspects of their faith. First, it was a daring faith. Daring faith. Don't you like to see somebody that's bold in their living, in their life? They're not squeamish all the time. You know anybody squeamish? Say, well, I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure if we ought to. No, listen. When Israel crossed the River Jordan, they had burned all their bridges behind them. How many times have I made that statement to you, brother? Burn everything. Burn those bridges. Burn them behind you. Don't leave any path to go back. Now, when you start to walk with the Lord, don't leave one bridge back there. Don't leave any bridges. No, if you leave in a bridge, you'll go back. Well, I don't know for sure if I can hold out. Well, no, you can't. I'll tell you that up front. You can't hold out. There's no reserve whatsoever to that individual who is coming to Christ. There can be no reserve. No. Burn every bridge, my friend. Waken sinner, burn those bridges. Literally burn those bridges. And when they marched across the Jordan River, that river was closed up and they couldn't get back across. It was opened up where they could get across, just like the Red Sea. And the Pharaoh's army was behind them. But here now, the river had gone back to its full strength. And now they were in the enemy's territory. They were over there in the Canaan's land. And what an adventure of faith. It was this type of faith that God delights to honor. Did you know the Lord honors your faith? He gives it to you and then honors it when you obey. Oh, my friend, I read that verse oftentimes. It's better, far better to obey than to sacrifice. But unbelief is hesitant. But faith is confident. Faith is courageous. Our Lord bids us to come to the throne of grace with holy boldness. And that's daring, isn't it? That we might find grace to help in the time of need. Go there and read that in Hebrews 4:16. How few today are prepared to risk everything in the service of the Lord. Oh, how few I find that are willing to risk everything in the service of the Lord. It gets me. It does. It gets me. It gets me how there are just a very few. Listen, ask great things of God, expect great things of God, undertake great things for God, or let's look before we leap. No. How many so long time have never leapt at all? You keep looking until you're scared and you become hesitant and you can't see your way. I don't see any record of where any of those folks came to Joshua and said, you know, Mr. Joshua, I don't know for sure if we ought to cross that river or not. That thing looks mighty. Oh, no. You know, they had come back with those stories about the giants being over there and all of those things. Let me just tell you one of the things that I saw there. I hadn't read it lately. But the Lord sent hornets there. You ever been stung by a hornet? Maybe you don't. Maybe this generation that we have today don't know anything. It's like a honeybee, only it's a lot bigger. And they make a nest up in a tree somewhere. And they're terrible. A hornet sting you, give you the fever. But listen, the Lord had sent hornets into some of those cities and drove the people out. Drove them out. If you get a hive full of hornets, get in your house, you gone. You got to get out of there some way or another. But listen, how many look so long that they become hesitant? And if you can't see your way out, how can I get out of it? How can I give up everything? Oh, listen, how can I let my sweetie go? How can I let this, oh, no, listen, how can I get out of it? How can I move tomorrow? If I put everything I've got today, how am I going to live tomorrow? You ever thought about that, my friend? The old trailblazer have. I faced that many a time, my friend. How am I going to make it? But you know the Lord never left me. No, he's never left me here in this work. Then there's obedience of their faith. This appears from Joshua 6:3. All concerned carried out the Lord's instruction to the letter to do nothing more than to walk around the walls of Jericho. Must have appeared to the children a ridiculous thing and a foolish thing, as we've said. Yet the believing remnant complied with the Lord's command. God promised to deliver Jericho into their hand. And Joshua and his believing followers rested on his word, and carried out his orders. The Lord requires us to use whatever means he prescribed, no matter how unlikely and inadequate they may seem it to be. It is true that divine power overthrew Jericho's wall, yet it was also by faith, by faith's obedience, that they fell. They'd have been standing there yet if they hadn't obeyed God's word. Oh, my friend, faith is obedience. I plead with you at this time, sinner, a hesitant sinner, hesitant believer, child of God, step out, step out, step out. You just don't know for sure. Well, I don't know if I ought to help that old trailblazer with money. I'm putting away money for my funeral and all of those things. But my friend, step out on the faith that the Lord has given you. He'll take care of you. Burn every bridge behind you. Don't look back. And then you who want to get saved, don't look back. Burn those bridges. Burn them at this time, right now. And ask God to give you a mind that has no reserve. You know, you can pray for that. We talked about earlier about what to pray for. You can ask for a mind, an intellect that is not fearful. Lord, take away the fear of my heart. I'm so fearful. I'm so fearful. I'm afraid if I go out on a limb. My friend, listen. Over the years, we've had people who have dedicated themselves to getting out the gospel. They've made arrangements to sell a piece of property that they had that they weren't using, that had no value to them, sold it, send the money here. All of those things. Over the years, those things, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many. And then we've had folks who have left their estate to this ministry here to do with, to get out the gospel. Before they ever passed away, they might have been diagnosed as being terminally ill. I'm not sure. But over the years, we've had that to happen. And they've specified that we use it to get out the gospel. And that's what we do. That's what we like to do. We honor those things explicitly. And I thank the Lord for folks like that. I thank the Lord for every one of you who helped with the gospel. You know, y'all know, our folks know, that the old trailblazer is not what basically interested in your money. You know, we have these televangelists and so folks that get on the radio and television and beg for money and prosperity. We don't do that. No, sir. We depend completely from God's hand to our mouth or God's hand to our bank account to get the gospel out. We spend lots of money every month. If you come by here one day, I'll show you. What we spend for radio time is going up all the time, and we're increasing the broadcast. But the Lord supplies the money. Someone asked me, said, hello, rinky-dink church. No, I said, the Lord supplies the money. One here and one there, and send in the money to keep this broadcast going. So if you'd help me, I appreciate that. Write me and tell me that you're going to do that. Send me a special offering right now to help with these new broadcasts. And then, remember, pray for the old trailblazer. Would you do that? I appreciate it. If you would, write me and tell me you're praying for me. And let me give you my mailing address quickly. It's Radio Missions, Post Office Box, or just the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Write me if you would, and ask me, Pastor, what can I do to help the broadcast? There's lots of things you can do. You can give out tracts. You can recommend the radio stations, many, many of those things. You write me one day or call me, and we'll talk about that, what you can do. And I appreciate it if you will. And the old trailblazer, remember my address, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.